This is Thomas B. Warren with the presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes on the International Gospel Hour. Last time we began a series of lessons on the question, do I really love God? And how can I find out whether I do or not? Well, I suggested to you that there is no more important question that faces any person than the question, do I really love God? And I further suggested that the only way any of us could really know whether we do or not is by knowing that God exists, knowing that the Bible is His infallibly inspired Word, and knowing what the Bible teaches of what God's will is for us today, and then knowing that we have done that, and that we have done it with the right attitude. We find in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3, "For this is the love of God, that you keep His commandments." And Jesus said in John 14 and 15, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." I hear a great deal of preaching on the radio and television. I see books and pamphlets and articles in magazines in which preachers, theologians, and others are urging people to accept the idea that it really isn't necessary to be obedient to God, that what one does is a matter of no importance at all, that it is only a matter of having some sort of subjective feeling in which one gives oneself credit for loving God. But it has no relationship whatever in the minds of these theologians and preachers to actual obedience to the gospel. But the Bible makes clear that love, genuine love, results in obedience insofar as a person knows what the will of God is. So I suggested last time that one could give himself a test as to whether or not he loves God, whether he really loves God, by determining what he does with the bodily absence of Jesus, that he's no longer here on earth. We must live now by His Word, which He has given us, that is, the Bible. We walk by faith and not by sight, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Those two passages from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, and Romans 10 chapter 17, verse 17. And so, we come now to the second point that I want to use as a criterion for our helping ourselves to determine whether we really do love God. And that is, how do I respond to the fact that God has permitted a rival to plead for my affections? The devil is real. He has access to human beings. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8, the Bible says, "Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." Now, I realize that many comedians on television try to make fun of the devil. They try to laugh him out of court, but there simply is no way we can do that. The devil is real. The Bible warns us of it. Be sober. That is, think seriously. Be watchful. Be on the alert. Why? Because your adversary, the really one great enemy that every person has in this life, is the devil. He goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Now, what the devil would like for us to do is, first of all, to not believe in God. And if he cannot succeed in that, he doesn't give up. He can still succeed with us if, even though we do believe in God, we reject the Bible as his revelation to man. And even if we do believe in God and accept the Bible as his revelation to man, the devil can still succeed with us if he will only prevent us from either understanding or, even if we do understand, from obeying what the Bible teaches in order for us to be saved. In other words, the devil has a great aim of keeping everyone out of the church. And if he cannot succeed in that, he will try to get you to forsake the church after you do become a member of it, and many have done that. Or if he cannot succeed in getting you to quit altogether, he'll try to get you to be useless in the church. And so, the fact that God has allowed us to be in a situation in which his great rival for our affections has an opportunity to work on us is a means by which we can determine whether or not we love God. How do you react to his pleading for you to love the world rather than to love God? We'll have more to say about that next time, for our time is gone for today. I want you to know how very deeply glad I am that you have been with us. I want to thank you for listening today and urge you to join us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour.